Unit 3. Special Food. In 1870, Prussia fought France in the Franco-Prussian War. During the winter of 1870 to 1871, Prussia's army surrounded the city of Paris and did not let anyone in or out of the city. This blockade stopped all food shipments from reaching Paris, and the people of Paris quickly began to run out of meat. To keep themselves from starving, the people of Paris began to look for other sources of meat. Horses, which the French sometimes ate anyway, were the first animals chosen to supplement their food supplies. During the winter blockade, 65,000 horses were taken from the streets of Paris and killed for food. When horse meat began to sell out, people began to look toward dogs and cats for meat, but soon these were also hard to find. The search for new sources of meat gave birth to the rat market. Meat sellers hung rats on hooks and sold them to hungry customers. Even goldfish were taken from the park ponds around Paris and served as dinner. The people of Paris used quite a bit of imagination in coming up with new ways to prepare dogs, cats, and rats. People could be found standing near the meat stalls of the rat market, arguing over the best way to cook rats. New recipes had to be dreamed up in order to hide the taste of these strange meats. These new recipes included dog liver kebabs, cat stew with mushrooms, and dog leg with small rats. The blockade continued throughout the winter, and the Paris Zoo finally ran out of money. Because the zoo could not afford to feed the animals and the people of Paris were starving, the zoo decided to sell some of its animals. Lions and tigers were not sold because it would be too dangerous to catch and kill these animals. Monkeys were also spared because they appeared closely related to humans. However, the zoo offered zebras, buffalo, and yaks to the meat markets. One meat seller made quite a lot of money selling elephant steaks during the winter. The elephant trunk was also a valuable cut of meat. The zoo also put a hippopotamus up for sale at a high price, but no one bought it. No one was willing to pay a lot for an animal when they were not sure it could even be eaten. At the end of January 1871, the French surrendered, and the blockade was broken. The people of Paris were finally able to return to more normal types of food.